plums. And it was a complete plum.
Good tasting too.
Fairly good, yeah. Fairly good. I guess they could have been used, you know. And then we have a mayhaw here.
Yeah.
That they go for making mayhaw jelly.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. They make one of the most beautifulest jellies, you know. It's just so clear, beautiful. And them things ought to be coming in right away. They call them mayhaws, but they come in April. They come in a month ahead of May. Them things should be ripening by now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's places where there's trees, it's generally a swampy place where they grow, maybe water. Many times them things falls in water, most of the time they do. And they gather them, people do. Lady folks likes to get them, you know, and they make some wonderful jelly. And we have blackberries here.
Yeah.
But the undergrowth is about taking the blackberries over.
Yeah.
We don't have many.
Do you get them kind of red berries or black kind of berries that had a rough outside to them? They're not strawberries, they're...
Are you talking about they grow on a levee in place, I think.
Raz?
Dewberry, no.
You ever get raz?
Berries?
Huh?
No, we don't.
Don't get...
No, I've about need everything we got right here, unless... Now, they've got a tame blackberry. Some people grow them, but they grow them like they would any... You know, they generally make an arbor and grow them. Clarence, my son, over had a little bunch of them. They make a berry that big, but they're blackberry, but the seed are large in them.
But you don't get
raspberry, but I don't think we have them. And we have a dewberry, they call it. I believe that's a berry that grows mostly on, like on the levee, places like that dewberry.
Yeah.
They're a bigger berry, and they have bigger seed, too.
Yeah.
This is a regular old-time blackberry I'm talking about, and they are the best flavored berry that you'll get a hold of, the old wild berry.
And I like to make blackberry, you ever make blackberry?
Oh, my.
Dishes or
anything? Yeah, wife used to fix them up. She used to take and put a layer of dough, you know, flour dough, and put them berries and have them sweetened, you know, and put another layer over them and bake them things.
What'd she call that?
Huh?
Blackberry one.
Cobbler, I reckon. I don't know for sure if it wasn't that. I believe it might have been. But they were good eating, you know. And you generally you'd put some cream over it when you dipped it out. It'd be a little bit on the dry side, you know.
Yeah. I bet that was good.
It was good. And then just to stew them, you know, you got to sweeten them. And take a hot biscuit, you know, or stew them, you have plenty of juice left in them. And put some cream over that and hot biscuit. They go good that way too.
Yeah.
But all that I'm out. I can't eat nothing like that. I'm on a strict diet now. That's what I was in the hospital for. You ever hear of diverticulitis? That's about the way you pronounce it.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
It messes you up. My belly's hurting me right now. And it like to it just give me fits for about 4 or 5 days.
Did it get bigger?
I believe it did a little bit.
It's what?
Man, cramped just till I would just be shaky with it.
Your belly did what? It's
kind of puffy a little bit.
Yeah.
But, gosh. But it was all localized on one side, and it is now. And I thought I might have had, I'm messing you up right now.
No.
I thought it might have been gallstone, because I had plenty of symptoms where it was, you know, hurting me.
Yeah.
They made 25 x-rays. They made 15 the first morning, and then they carried me over till the next morning and made 10.
God.
And, yeah. And now you talking about somebody, and they just blowed me out, you know. Oh, man, did they...
All that charcoal?
They pumped me full of that mess one time, and then they made me drink a bunch of it. Then it put dye in my veins, you know, to